The Mock Turtle went on.
We had the best of educations. In fact, we went to school every day.
I've been to a day school too,
said Alice.
You needn't be so proud as all that.
With extras?
Asked the Mock Turtle a little anxiously.
Yes,
said Alice.
We learned French and music.
And washing?
Said the Mock Turtle.
Certainly not,
said Alice indignantly.
Ah, then yours wasn't a really good school,
said the Mock Turtle in a tone of great relief.
Now, at ours, they had at the end of the bill French, music, and washing extra.
You couldn't have wanted it much,
said Alice,
living at the bottom of the sea.
I couldn't afford to learn it,
said the Mock Turtle with a sigh.
I only took the regular course.
What was that?
Inquired Alice.
Reeling and writhing, of course, to begin with,
the Mock Turtle replied.
And then the different branches of arithmetic, ambition, distraction, uglification and derision.
I never heard of uglification,
Alice ventured to say.
What is it?
The Gryphon lifted up both its paws in surprise.
Never heard of uglifying?
It exclaimed.
You know what to beautify is, I suppose?
Yes,
said Alice doubtfully.
It means to make anything prettier.
Well then,
the Gryphon went on.
If you don't know what to uglify is, you are a simpleton.
Alice did not feel encouraged to ask any more questions about it, so she turned to the Mock Turtle and said,
What else had you to learn?
Well, there was mystery,
the Mock Turtle replied, counting off the subjects on his flappers.
Mystery ancient and modern, with seography, then drawling. The drawling master was an old conger eel that used to come once a week. He taught us drawling, stretching, and fainting in coils.
What was that like?
Said Alice.
Well, I can't show it you myself,
the Mock Turtle said.
I'm too stiff, and the Gryphon never learnt it.
Hadn't time,
said the Gryphon.
I went to the classical master, though. He was an old crab, he was.
I never went to him,
the Mock Turtle said with a sigh.
He taught laughing and grief, they used to say.
So he did,
said the Gryphon, sighing in his turn, and both creatures hid their faces in their paws.
And how many hours a day did you do lessons?
Said Alice in a hurry to change the subject.
10 hours the first day,
said the Mock Turtle.
9 the next, and so on.
What a curious plan,
exclaimed Alice.
That's the reason they're called lessons,
the Gryphon remarked.
Because they lessen from day to day.
This was quite a new idea to Alice, and she thought it over a little before she made her next remark.
Then the 11th day must have been a holiday?
Of course it was,
said the Mock Turtle.
And how did you manage on the 12th?
Alice went on eagerly.
That's enough about lessons,
the Gryphon interrupted in a very decided tone.
Tell her something about the games now.